guys, welcome to the Brand Design Podcast. This is episode number 4, and I want to talk a little bit today about creating great presentations. And if you have to ever do any kind of public speaking or have to do a presentation, a lot of times it can get a little complicated. And sometimes people just kind of default to using the presentation that's there or like a stock thing. And I want to give you just a few tips on how to make a great presentation. Nothing difficult, nothing that's going to take a ton of graphics training or anything like that. Just some simple things. So we'll jump right into it and we'll get through this thing in just a few minutes. But just a couple things. First and foremost, number one, skip the stock templates. When you get started building that presentation and it opened up, whatever you use, Keynote or PowerPoint or whatever you're creating with, and they give you all these cool templates for you to use, don't use them. As soon as you start using a stock template, you lose all the creativity and all the ability to make it your own. And everybody that looks at that presentation, they've seen those templates too. So they know exactly where you got it, and it's already lost kind of its luster. So stay away from those stock templates. Just another thing, when you create those presentations and you get to a slide, the beauty of a slide is it's digital. They don't charge you anymore for the number of slides that you use. It's the same price no matter what. So a good rule of thumb is 6 lines of text. If it's more than 6 lines of text, it's too much. Go ahead and wait and put it on the next slide. Again, if you need to make one statement and then go to the next slide, that's not a big deal. It's no big deal to make a bunch of slides, but stay away from using more than 6 lines of text. Another thought, ditch the bullet points. A lot of times that just seems so old and antiquated when we have so many other ways to visually share an idea. Make a graphic out of it. Make it squares. Make it something that's a little unexpected. When you do bullet points, people lose their thought process. They think you're just kind of giving them a printed handout when you have all this ability in a screen and all this ability in full color and all the different things you have going on there. To just simply do bullet points is kind of a waste. A practical one, but use sans serif fonts. Now, if you don't know what that is and you're sitting at your computer, type into a word processor or something and then change the font to Times New Roman. That's a serifed font, all right? Times New Roman would be a serif font. It has those little hooky things on the end of it. A sans serif font is one that doesn't have any of those. It's just like a square. So if you went something like Arial or Helvetica or a font like that, that's considered a sans serif font. And they're much easier to read. If you read a good billboard as you're driving down the road, most all of them are using a sans serif font because they don't have as much difference to them. They don't get thin and thick, and they're visible from far distances in the room versus the other fonts, which will lose some of the visibility from a distance. So keep that in mind. Keep your the size of your fonts appropriate. If something is like 12-point font, they're not going to be able to read it on the screen. Make sure that you keep them nice and big so that people can see them. Again, there's no extra charge to using more than one font. So keep it bigger than you may think you need it. So keep that in mind when you're creating your presentations. Keep a strong contrast between the text and the background. When you're creating a presentation, a lot of times you want to use some really great pictures and really great images, and also you have this text, and so you think, well, if I put the two together, then that's a win, and not necessarily. If you need to put that content into a square or a rectangle or something to give it some contrast between the picture, a trick I always do is I take the picture and then try to find a way to blow out the side of it so that there's flat space there that still has texture and still has meaning, but doesn't overpower the font. And so make sure that you have good contrast there. If you're doing a darker background, use a lighter font. If you're using a lighter background, use a darker font. Really try to stay away from fonts that blend into colors. For example, if you're doing something with a lighter background, you're probably going to want to stay away from the yellows and the lighter oranges so that they don't get blown out. Honestly, blacks and whites on presentations look phenomenal, so keep that in the front of your mind. Next, use no more than 5 colors. And we're talking about fonts here, we're not talking about the pictures necessarily, but pick 5 colors that you're going to use throughout the entirety of the presentation, and it'll create incredible continuity to it. A lot of times we think, man, I've got all these different tools at my disposal, and I have to use all of them, and no, you don't. Some of the greatest brands and companies in the world are 1, 2, 3 colors. And so in your presentation, you want people to be able to follow you through the presentation as you get this roadmap, and that color creates that continuity for you. If you're a company and you have a brand guide, or you have something that kind of dictates your branding philosophy, use those colors, reinforce the point of who you are, and it'll match up with your logos and stuff when you put it into the presentation. Next, use contrasting text colors to draw attention. A great way to draw people's attention. When you do this and people think, how do you choose which fonts to contrast? Think of the statement that you're typing into the presentation as if you were saying it. Which words would you highlight? Which words would you pronounce higher? Or which words are the most important? And those are the ones that then you would give the contrast to. So if it's you're telling somebody you love them, you would say, I love you. The emphasis is on I, and so you would highlight that out and make that more of the contrasting point, so people could see what voice you were trying to speak in. So keep that in mind to contrast using colors. Bolding and thinning isn't as valuable in a presentation because, again, we don't want things to get too thin. If they're thin, they're going to become illegible. So the better way to contrast versus if I was designing a flyer, maybe I could get thinner or thicker with the fonts. I really don't want to get into that with a presentation because the thin is going to be illegible. So use colors to create that contrast. But again, remembering, don't wash it out by using colors that don't work with your background. Use a single image. This is an important one. A lot of times you see a slide come up and somebody will have seven or eight different pictures of whatever it is that they're trying to sell or whatever it is they're trying to present. And it just, you don't get it. It doesn't work properly. Pick an image for the slide, give the point. If you have seven images, again, as I've already said, they don't charge you for the number of slides. So go ahead and put that next image on the next slide and don't put them all together. Make sure that each one is standing alone. Use visuals. This is so important. If you're not familiar with using infographics, there are tons of tools out there that can help you make just stunning infographics, and anything that you can do visually versus with type is going to be so much more impactful. If you have a statistic or a number or a resource that you're going to give people that you really want to stick in their mind, don't type it out. Go ahead and go online, find one of those tools, create a really great infographic, throw it on the screen. It just helps you so much with people trying to keep their attention and trying to help them visualize things. It's hard enough, you know, when you're having a conversation with somebody to try to get them to remember numbers and remember statistics and remember the things that are important to you into your presentation. And when you have the slides, when you have a presentation available to you, go ahead and use it to its fullest. Statistics and those things look way better in a graphical standpoint. And then lastly, and we'll be finished here, but stop playing with the transitions, all right? Can we just have an honest conversation about this? Nobody likes the window effect thing from 1998, right? Nobody really believes that the slide is flying in from outer space and landing on your page. So let's cool it with the transitions. Just a simple, let the slide flip from one slide to the other without all the little cutesies or the confetti falling from the sky and all of that stuff will make your presentation seem much more professional, much more consistent, and much more something that people are going to want to look at. But again, a presentation, if you have the access to a PowerPoint or a keynote or something as you're giving your presentation, is an incredible tool. And sometime we'll do another study on how to use those things properly without abusing them when you're using them. But when you're creating that presentation at the beginning, if you'll take some of these tools and resources and use them in your presentation to make it look as good as it can, to make it feel professional, to make it feel like you know what you're doing in the presentation, I think they'll be a help to you. For more resources, visit branddesignco.com.